Worshipful brethren, brethren all, welcome to Freemasonry in 7 minutes or less.
In this episode, we'll be talking about Masonic clubs, lodge visits, activities, events, and socials you can attend as a Master Mason or a non or prospective member. One of the great things about Freemasonry is the social aspect. As a Master Mason, you can request to join any lodge under the UGLE. This will be at the discretion of the lodge's WN, but I've never encountered any problems when requesting a visit. So far, I've visited two lodges, both in Cornwall, which is the county of my mother lodge, once reclaiming the travelling gavel, and we have regular visitors from all over the UK in our lodge. Probably because I live in a popular resort town, but we always have a visitor every single meeting. How about yourself, Brother Earnshaw? Do you have a well-attended lodge from visitors?
Not so much. So in Tokyo, we have about five lodges, depends how you count Tokyo, because it's a big place. And we tend to move around between the same lodges. So it's hard to say whether they're visitors or not, because we see them so often.
Sure.
So if you wanted to go to a military lodge, for example, and we have about eight of those around Japan, it's a little bit of a hassle because of security to get onto the base, but it's not impossible. But we're not that. When I visited Scotland for one regular meeting, about 50 people from six different lodges attended, and each wow. one had to be introduced to the worship master, and we had to find them seating. So we don't have anything like that at all, unfortunately.
Interesting. That's very interesting. I remember you saying about going on an international trip with your lodge. Is that does that memory serve me correctly?
Yes, that's correct. So one of the lodges I belong to, perhaps I'm not sure to talk about this, because the DDGM at the time, he took us on trips abroad to visit different grand lodges. And we went to Scotland, we went to Hong Kong and Australia. And afterwards, we found out that and it was subsidized by the lodge. We paid hardly anything. And the reason was that the DDGM had been embezzling money from the lodge to use for his own company.
I shouldn't laugh.
Yeah, but it happens so often. But he used it for his own company, and he also did these excursions to try and cover up the gap in the accounting, I suppose. Yeah. It's a shame, it happens.
Oh, crikey. Well, with regards to Masonic clubs, there are several in my county, the Trelawney Club for Young Masons being the most popular, I'd say. And there's several golf clubs. I think there's even a golfing lodge. And I was a member of the Widow's Sons, a Masonic motorcycle gang. Sorry, motorcycle club. Back in the days when I used to have a ridiculous superbike, but those days have gone now. There are community active clubs, more community active clubs that revolve around charitable activities like soup kitchens, helping the homeless and this sort of stuff. That's quite a nice thing, and I like to see that. But it's in our club, in our lodge, we also have a surfing club. It's an unofficial one, and it's very much temperature dependent. But we do have the odd dining event, and we have a public event which members of the public are more than welcome to attend. So if anybody's listening and they're thinking about joining, if you email one of the members of the lodge, I'm sure you'd be invited along to a socialist. It's a good way to meet people in the lodge and get a good idea for Freemasonry. And you might even be invited to a festive board, which you're more than welcome to attend with the wishes of the worshipful master. And that's one of the nice things about Cornwall. We do have a lot of visitors down there because it's a popular resort area.
Right.
So there's always a nice influx of people from out of the county. It's interesting to meet people from outside. So yes. But one thing that's been growing in popularity in the last few years are group visits by the province. Up to London to go and visit Queen Street, go and visit the Mother Lodge there of the UGLE. Right. That's quite a nice thing to do. They also do Masonic sightseeing and all sorts of events. But for a very reasonable price, you can get yourself to London for a weekend and get a tour of Queen Street, which is I'm yet to do that, but it is reasonably priced. It's just trying to get time off from work.
Which is right. I have been on that tour. And it's really impressive because the United Grand Lodge, the Grand Lodge, is actually two buildings, one inside another.
Right.
So there's a gap of about 15 foot between the two buildings, and that absorbs all the sound of the traffic going around outside.
Oh, wow, that's interesting. I didn't know that.
And the doors to go in, they weigh like a ton each, but you can open them with one finger. They're so well balanced on the hinges. It's just that alone was mind-blowing when I saw those doors. We don't make things like that now.
No. They're not reasonably priced, at least, anyway. I've seen on TV a few times. It does look an incredibly impressive building.
Yeah.
Very, very, very nice. But with regards to other events, my lodge, we do an open day where members of the public can go into the temple, have a tour, usually get a free pasty as well, which is definitely bonus.
Cornwell.
Yeah, indeed. Yeah, proper pasty.
That's corny.
Made by grandmas. Yeah, very, very Cornish. Sometimes we have cream teas as well. But so if anybody is interested and you want to see the temple without committing to membership, have a look. There's always events posted on there. Just have a look. Ask anybody. Get online, see what's available. So if you are interested, just email the lodge. That's the easiest thing to do. They're surprisingly accommodating. That's what I found, at least anyway.
Yep.
And I'm sure your lodge will be very, very similar.
Our lodges, we tend to do banquets a lot when the new offices are being installed. After the installation, we will have banquets. So in the December to February time, we have five big banquets. Each one's about 150, 200 people. And that's very good. It's good to meet brethren from other lodges. Events, we're not really strong on events in Japan. It's a shame. We should do. We do have the widow's sons. I think, but there's only about six members, but
that's enough to cause trouble.
Yeah, well, and what else do we do? We do the big event of the year is the children's festival, which we support some orphanages. We get them to come to either Grand Lodge. We open up the car park. We have about 26 orphanages there, and we put on games, entertainment, food, barbecues for the whole day. And
that's nice.
Yes, it's good. It's good. Yeah.
Fantastic.
So that's about the scope of ours. We tend I think our entertainment tends to be more just inside the lodge, getting to the members, going for a meal afterwards, after the lodge, finding new restaurants or going to one of the clubs. We have several clubs in Tokyo, like the American Club or the Tokyo Club. We go there for drinks. Mm. Yeah.
I'm not sure if I mentioned it earlier, but we have something called the Traveling Gavelin Cornwall.
Oh, yes.
Where you've got to take five members of your lodge to a different lodge, which houses the Traveling Gavel, and then you can claim the right to take it back. So it's just a nice way. You can go and visit different lodges. I went to Humphrey Davy Lodge in Penzance, which is a lovely, lovely lodge. It's very, very pretty. And I also went to St. Ives as well. And it's at a time of year you can actually park, which is more astonishing than the actual lodge itself. Incredible. So, yes, if you are interested in visiting a lodge and having a walk around the temple, just email the lodge and I'm sure they will comply.
Great.
Well, that about brings this episode to a close. If you have any questions, please email on the link below. We now part on the square and we will meet soon. Thank you and goodbye.
Goodbye.